several weeks ago, the scoping period closed. That was the period in which the public and a wide variety of agencies, from municipalities, county governments, to state and federal environmental agencies, could raise issues that they wanted the BLM to address.
That's Andrew Forkas Goodmanson, Associate Program Director at Citizens for a Healthy Community based in Paonia. Comments made in the scoping period helped to inform the BLM's environmental assessment, which was released on Monday with the exclusion of the town of Paonia's comment.
So the BLM was directed to abbreviate the environmental review process. They took what had been a 13-month process and turned it into a 6-month process. And despite that foreshortening, hundreds of residents in the North Fork Valley and the town of Paonia itself were able to submit comments. Unfortunately, it appears that the BLM has not considered the letters submitted by the town of Paonia. In one of the appendixes in the preliminary environmental assessment, there's a list of comments submitted, and the town of Paonia is not in that list. I followed up with the local BLM lease sale coordinator, and he confirmed that that letter had been omitted.
KDNK also followed up with the BLM for comment on the omission.
My name is Jason Berengen. I am the lead public affairs specialist for the BLM Colorado State Office.
In response to concern from citizens in Paonia that the town's comment for the scoping period was omitted, is there a reason in particular why it was excluded?
Yeah, so the scoping period was the first opportunity for the public to engage with the BLM on the upcoming December 2018 competitive oil and gas lease sale. The scoping comments were compiled and considered as the BLM prepared an environmental assessment for that sale. And we are currently in a 15-day public comment period now that the draft environmental assessment has been prepared. And that public comment period will last through September 11th. The BLM welcomes public input, and we encourage folks to address any concerns that they have regarding parcels in the upcoming sale.
And is the expedited process leading up to this lease sale potentially leading to a less thorough assessment?
The BLM is very thorough in its analysis for these lease sales.
Andrew Forkas Goodmanson begs to differ.
If we're only going to be given 15 days to comment and we still manage to comment, then the BLM has an obligation to listen to those comments.
Links to the BLM's environmental assessment, the town of Paonia's omitted comment, and the online portal for public comment on the environmental assessment are made available at kdnk.org. For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.